Did you know that the 4th of July is on a Thursday this year? That's going to be a full weekend of fun out on the deck, 4 days. But if your deck isn't what it used to be and you aren't using it for great family gatherings, you need to call my friends at All Weather Decks. All Weather Decks is a 24-time winner of the Angie Super Service Award. And they probably help one of your neighbors. Click on the map link at allweatherdecks.net. Call All Weather Decks today at 913-206-1974 or go to allweatherdecks.net and mention you heard it on 810. Call now and relax.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's go.
Let's go.
We ain't got no time to waste. Let's go.
Let's go.
You are now listening to Jason Anderson, and you are in the zone.
You're in the zone with Jason Anderson on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, thank you. And why does the paper have to go over, ladies, and not under?
Over. Guys don't care, right?
I care.
Over.
Oh, God.
Over is the correct answer.
You're in the zone on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, a Thursday edition of The Zone right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Jason Anderson with you heading up until 2 o'clock. We've got you for the next 4 hours. A lot of stuff to get into. Jam-packed show today. Talking a lot of Chiefs football. We'll hear from the Chiefs coordinators today, Dave Tobe, Steve Spagnuolo, Eric Bieniemy, and we'll see which players will be at the podium today with the coordinators. It's about 11:45 or so. We'll hear from the Chiefs coordinators, Chiefs press conferences, Matt Lane, KC Sports Network, KC Laboratory Podcast. We'll talk with him an hour from now, get his thoughts on matchup versus the Bengals, the final 5 weeks of the season for the Chiefs, really what to make of these final 5 weeks. A lot of just scoreboard watching, right? Looking at paying attention to what other teams are doing to see where the playoff standings will end up. That's going to be a lot of the final 5 weeks. Certainly watching Chiefs games, but watching other games pretty closely and intently as well. So we'll talk with Matt Lane about that. He's got a story up at KC Sports Network. It's kcsn.substack.com. And it's, you know, certainly something positive from the takeaway from the Bengals game, and that is his assessment of Trent McDuffie and saying, you know, did the Chiefs find their number one cornerback in Trent McDuffie? Now seeing him for a couple of games and going up against a Jamar Chase, going up against a T. Higgins and a Tyler Boyd and, you know, the best wide receiving core in the NFL, and what Trent McDuffie looked like in press man coverage, in jump ball 50-50 situations where it looked like the Bengals were going to try to exploit that, in quick little slants and in routes and things that, you know, zone, and what Trent McDuffie looked like in those different sets that he was asked to play and asked to guard, different receivers, types, body types, speeds, shiftiness, things like that. And Matt Lane came away pretty enthused, let's just say that, by what he saw from Trent McDuffie. So we'll talk with him certainly about that, but some other things as well that we will get into with Matt Lane. We'll also play some sports or leisure today in the 1 o'clock hour. That's presented by Johnny's Tavern, $25 at Johnny's Tavern on the line. For sports or leisure, when you get a sports question right, you get a leisure question right, you get them both right, you win, and you get $25 to Johnny's Tavern. We will be doing that at 1 o'clock. We are hanging out here at one of my favorite spots that we get to go to every year. It's kind of marks the calendar for me that Christmas is right around the corner, the holidays are here, and people are thinking about gift ideas for the sports fan in your life, the sports enthusiast, the collectible, those that may have a man cave or just like a certain piece or a player or something like that. We are at ADA, the ADA fundraising, and it is an awesome spot to be at. I love being here. We are just next to Park Hill South High School, so 9 Highway and 635 is our location. And the cool part about being up here once a year is because this is the only time that you can be here in the store as well. They open their doors 4 days a year, starting yesterday until Saturday at 7 o'clock. 4 days only that you can come in here and see the entire store, the warehouse, all the stuff they have that you could get at charity auctions. And you could be bidding against the person next to you, or silent auctions, and you never know what that piece of memorabilia is going to go for. You come here, you know exactly what you're going to be paying for. And if you go and show up to an auction or a charity fundraiser, they may not have a piece of specific memorabilia you might be looking for. Maybe there's something here you didn't even know you were looking for. That's the best part is, you know, I come here and start looking around and I'm like, I didn't even know that's something that I wanted. I had no idea that I was going to end up with a framed picture of Alex Gordon autographed, rounding first base in game one, finger in the air with the iconic home run, and an autographed batting glove also in that frame. I didn't, you know, come to AD and go, you know what, I'd really like, I want an autographed Alex Gordon batting glove framed, and a really beautiful frame, nice frame job, with him rounding first in one of the more iconic poses in his career, also with the gold plate explaining what's going on. That's what I'm looking for. Where could I possibly find that? I had no idea. No idea. I show up to ADA last year and I'm looking around. I'm like, oh, my. Yeah, that's. I'm going to leave with that. What's the cost? I don't know. I'll find out. I'm going to leave with that. So it is an awesome spot. If there is a sports fan in your life, someone that enjoys the collectibles, conversation pieces around the holiday season, this is the spot to get to. They open their doors for days a year. 635 and 9 Highway, right across from Park Hill South. You can go to adafundraising.com, adafundraising.com. And when you come down here, they've got a lot of cool stuff going on. They've got a $99 signed Chiefs jersey sale. $99 for signed Chiefs jerseys. $99 for signed Chiefs jerseys. What are you paying for the jersey by itself? $99 for signed Chiefs jerseys. The sale going on, Karloftis, Thornhill, Valdez-Scantling, Edwards-Helaire, Leo Chenault, Mecole Hardman, Frank Clark, and just looking at a few of them that are sitting around, they've got that going on right now, $99 Chiefs jersey sale here at ADA Fundraising. Framed KU National Champions poster signed by Bill Self for $99. That, oddly enough, not something I'll be leaving with. But that's a cool piece if you're into that sort of thing. Now, that is pretty awesome. Signed by Bill Self. Hundreds of signed helmets. Mini helmets. Baseballs. Mahomes autographs. Kelsey autographs. Bobby Witt Jr. autographs. A Bobby Witt Jr. autograph bat right there on the wall that you can come in and purchase right now. And I saw something here, and I don't know if it's – I hadn't seen it the last couple of years, so – I'm guessing it's new this year. Maybe I just missed it a year ago. But there are these mystery grab bags over here, and they've got different cool stuff in there that you never know what you're going to buy. I'm told this is the first year. Okay, so the first year they have done this mystery grab bag that you purchase it, and you find out what's inside of it. I don't know. Maybe there's a child in there. You never know what you're going to get with a mystery grab bag. I have no idea. But get one of those, and you know, part of the fun. It's like opening up a pack of baseball cards. You never know which card you're going to get. The thrill of that is always there. And with the collectibles, some baseballs in there, some different autograph stuff. So they've got the mystery grab bags. They've got the $20 table where you can get some signed mini helmets at the $20 table. They've got other footballs here that you can come and sign. They've got the seat backs from Arrowhead Stadium that are autographed. That's awesome. That looks, you know, I've got one of those as well. One of those seat backs. They're great. And of course, they've got so many helmets and Super Bowl champion autograph stuff. The unfortunate part of coming here this year is this is the first time we've been here that we aren't talking about memorabilia from the Super Bowl the previous year. It's the first time that I've been here. But there is tons and tons of stuff here. It is awesome. Absolutely love coming down here. And one of the things that stood out on the wall as I was walking through, because you got to get here and check out all the stuff. So as I'm walking through and I'm looking around, and there's a framed picture of the famous choir huddle signed by Lynn Dawson. Now, that is a pretty cool piece of memorabilia, especially with what we've seen going on this year with Lynn Dawson passing and then the Chiefs doing the choir huddle to pay tribute to Lynn Dawson. That is on the wall here. A Lynn Dawson Chiefs autographed jersey is here as well. So a lot of stuff that you can get and you can check out and you can see and just how cool some of the stuff is that that is here. And I hadn't seen this before. And this is that an exact replica of the Super Bowl trophy from Miami, the LIV trophy with the Chiefs beating the 49ers, autographed by the Super Bowl MVP, Patrick Mahomes? Yeah, that's a conversation piece. Throw that thing in your man cave and hold on. See, that's one that, you know, if it was an autograph, that might be something to where the, you know, you got to walk through the family when, you know, everybody's gathering around the house and you walk through just as they do with the Lombardi trophy and all the family kisses it. As they actually have to kiss it when they show up. You have to kiss it to walk inside. You kiss the Lombardi trophy just as they do in the Super Bowl before you even get handed the Lombardi trophy. You got to kiss it first. You grab it, you kiss it, and then you hold it up. That's pretty awesome. I had not seen that before, and that's probably just my own, you know, missing. I don't know how you can miss it. There's Lombardi trophy sitting there right behind me. That is awesome. So, again, I don't think I would show up to a fundraising event and a charity auction, a silent auction, whatever it might be, and go, man, I need a exact replica of the Lombardi trophy. That's what I need. I also need a picture of Mahomes and Andy Reid, both signed, autographed by Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. And what's it say? When it's, oh, it's Andy Reid signs it. Andy Reid, and then it says, when it's grim, be the grim reaper. So Andy Reid actually signed that as well. There was a, that's pretty awesome. There was a helmet last year of a Vikings helmet that was signed by Randy Moss. And it was Randy Moss, and then underneath it, he signed "Straight Cash, Homie." I thought that was one of the coolest pieces of memory. But you can, again, I'm not showing up to a charity auction going, oh, I'm just searching for that "Straight Cash, Homie" Randy Moss Minnesota Vikings helmet. I really need that one. That would be great. No, that is not typically what I would do. But here, you find stuff that you didn't even know that you were going to be looking for. College stuff as well. Final Four posters and national champion posters and college football, commemorative and memorabilia and things like that. So ADA fundraising, it is awesome coming here 4 days a year. Yesterday, today, tomorrow, and Saturday. And also Saturday, how about this? Vinny Pasquantino is going to be here. A little Vinny P, huh? Royal Vinny Pasquantino will be here. He'll be doing his first ever public autograph signing, along with Michael Massey. He'll be here as well. So Vinny Pasquantino, Michael Massey will be here at ADA fundraising on Saturday with their first ever public signing. And that will be the final day, Saturday, closing at 7 o'clock, for you to come down here and check out the store and see what you can just simply purchase and not have to outbid the person next to you. Because some of this stuff, if it was just out public in a charity auction fundraiser, I'm assuming you're not paying for what you're going to be paying for it here. Right now. It's kind of like wholesale prices type deal. You're getting it here until Saturday. So if there's somebody on your list that you haven't figured out what you're going to get them, or you're wanting to get them something, maybe sports collectible memory, or maybe you had no idea, now, boom, you've got an idea. Come down here and check it out. Again, $20 mini helmets, autographed. You got autographed footballs by many different Chiefs players. Maybe you got a Purdue fan in your life that that also loves the Chiefs. Boom. There's some Karloftis stuff here that you can take care of and get. Also, Lynn Dawson would work, too, for that, you know, Boilermaker slash Purdue or slash Chiefs fan. So all different types of stuff here that you can come and check out. In fact, one of my things that I have down in the man cave that I really like, it's my wife being a UK fan. When we first started dating, it's when Mizzou had gone to the SEC, and she did not care about football at all. She did not care certainly about Mizzou football, but her family number was 20. And Mizzou was good then, and number 20 was awesome, and one of my favorite players, Henry Josie. And when we first came here, sitting on the $20 table was a Mizzou autographed mini helmet of Henry Josie. And I was like, that is mine. It's probably the one player my wife and I goes, Mizzou football. Yeah, here, Henry Josey. Here we go. He wears 20. You like him. He's small. He's fun. So that's cool. You don't know what you're going to find there at the mini. What the mini helmet did you get, Dylan, yesterday? He found an Eric Dickerson signed mini helmet. It was on the $20 table. You didn't probably show up going, I want an Eric Dickerson mini helmet. Well, let me get that damned Eric Dickerson mini helmet. I can't find it anywhere. 913-912-4810 is the text line. So come down, say hi. We've got tons of stuff to talk about today with some NFL football. We'll talk with Matt Lane. We'll get to hear from the Chiefs, the coordinators, Dave Tobe, Steve Spagnuolo, Eric Bieniemy. Sports or leisure coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. We got all of that stuff to get into. And of course, there's a college basketball game coming up this weekend with Mizzou and KU. Looking at the lines of the bowl games, Kansas State has that line has moved another point in their favor against Alabama. So from Sunday to today, it's gone from 5.5 to 3.5. K-State 5.5-point dogs. Now they are 3.5-point dogs. So that line continues to move more and more in favor of Kansas State. That's certainly good news. KU and Arkansas, that line has moved towards KU. It's a 3-point game now. That started at KU plus 5. They're now plus 3. And Mizzou Wake Forest, that has also moved towards Mizzou. Mizzou was plus 2. Now they're plus 1. So all three of those lines moving towards the local schools. So 913-912-4810. One of the things I want to talk about today, and you know, it came up a couple of days ago and we haven't really had a chance to sit down and I don't know, maybe dissect it or just, you know, discuss it and analyze or see if there's anything to really glean from it other than just being football. But asking Cynthia Freeland yesterday, and really one of the conversations we've been having is, okay, do the Bengals just have the Chiefs number? Is it a matchup issue? And she said, Cynthia Freeland yesterday was like, her reaction from the game was, you know, it's not ideal for the Chiefs, but it doesn't worry her. She said, weird things happen, and sometimes it's not necessarily randomness. Parity is real. The sample size is only 3 games, and I'm just writing all these things down as she's talking and breaking down the game, and is there a matchup problem? And she was pretty strong in her opinion of the Bengals are not better than the Chiefs. That's Cynthia Freeland's opinion. I have weighed in on it the last few days and said I am not going to be in the business moving forward of where I was a week ago. That, man, I know the Chiefs are better, but the Bengals have scoreboard, and I really, this is a big game this weekend because I really want them to go out and prove it, what I feel like most people would see. And they didn't, and they're 0-3. And so scoreboard is scoreboard. And when you have a team that just has simply won, and you say, boy, I think they're sort of similar. I think they're close to each other. They're close in talent and roster and whatever it might be. I think they're kind of the same. Okay, well, what's the final bit? Well, the one team has won 3 of them. Okay, well, then that's the team. Strip the resumes away. You know, you do blind resumes in college basketball for the NCAA Tournament Selection Committee when we're doing bracketology. Who's in? Who's out? Who's the bubble teams? Blind resume. Well, blind resume these two teams. And it's going to be hard-pressed to choose the one that's 0-3. So, you know, while her opinion may be, the Chiefs are the better team than the Bengals, that may be the case. And maybe if you're just simply doing it on paper and saying, here are the power rankings, and here are the best teams, and I think that, like, preseason before the season started, here are the best teams. Okay, Chiefs better than the Bengals, but now that we've seen this, we've got more data points, it's difficult to really go and say that that would be the case. But while that's been a part of the conversation, one of the things that people have talked about is, you know, this Chiefs team that, hey, you know what, another playoff team and they lost to it. Hey, you know, Bills, playoff team, lost to them. Titans leading the division, they beat them, took a Mahomes miracle, carrying the team, and they barely beat them. And Malik Willis was the quarterback, and he couldn't throw the ball. And a guy couldn't throw the ball. And they took everything they had to beat them. And then they lost to the Bengals. So the other three division leaders currently, well, I guess Ravens and Bengals are tied, but, you know, the other three divisions that, you know, three of the four teams that I guess are leading that division, Bills, Titans, and then Ravens and Bengals, Chiefs are 1-2 against those teams. And so their record versus AFC playoff teams currently this year is 1-2. If you were to then expand it to, say, teams that are within one game of the playoffs right now, teams that are only one game removed from making the playoffs, well, that would then throw in the Chargers into the mix. They would then be 3-2 against playoff teams this year. They'd have a winning record against teams that are in the playoffs in the AFC. But even if you eliminate that, they're sitting 1-2. So looking at that and discussing it from an Andy Reid versus an other coaches versus the AFC, I wanted to look at the Bengals and the Bills and just look at what that may mean in the NFL and the Chiefs and compare it to the last few years with Patrick Mahomes, what the Bengals have done with a healthy Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase, the Bills the last few years, and make those comparisons to see, are the Chiefs better, worse? Is there an issue? Is there an Andy Reid issue? Is it just simply football? I want to get into that on the other side of the break. 913-912-4810 is the text line. 913-912-4810 text line to join us to be a part of the show. We will hear from the coordinators at about 11:45. Matt Lane, KC Sports Network, coming up at 11 o'clock. Sports or Leisure at 1 o'clock, presented by Johnny's Tavern, hanging out at ADA Fundraising. Awesome spot. It is located on 9 Highway 635, just across from Park Hill South. You can go to adafundraising.com. 4 days a year, they open up their doors to the public. Yesterday, today, tomorrow, Saturday. Vinny Pasquantino, Michael Massey will be here on Saturday as well. 7 o'clock on Saturday is when the doors close for the year. And then if you want to come inside again, hey, next year, you can hang out here next year. But go to adafundraising.com to check it out. But certainly you'll want to come here and see all of the cool stuff they have. If you've got anybody on your list that you have not taken care of, or if you just simply want to buy yourself something, there ain't nothing wrong with that either. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. More Zone next.
You're in the Zone with Jason Anderson.
All right, we take a timeout. We come back. We wrap up this hour next. Do we not wrap up this hour?
No,
next?
You still have. This is your last segment, buddy.
You're not used to this. You're not used to this. You took a break. You took a break way early.
That's way too early for a break. Weird.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, we continue right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Jason Anderson with you. Heading up until 2 o'clock. Josh Briscoe is going to join us here in just a little bit. We'll talk with Matt Lane at 11 o'clock. Chiefs coordinators, 11:45 or so. Sports or Leisure today. $25 to Johnny's Tavern for Sports or Leisure. Hanging out at ADA Fundraising. ADAFundraising.com. You can go to the website and check that out. They are located on 9 Highway, 635 and 9 Highway, just across from Park Hill South. We've got the 810 banners out. If you look over into right across from Park Hill South on 9 Highway, maybe you'll be able to see it. But the location today for their annual door opening to the public. Once a year, it's an open house. That's Chiefs, Royals, College, whatever different sports. It's at ADA Fundraising, location 112 Northwest Parkway. So 112 Northwest Parkway in Riverside is where we're at today. Today, tomorrow, and Saturday, doors are open until 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock on Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 o'clock on Saturday. Doors are open for these awesome sports memorabilia items and collectibles that you can only get at fundraising events and silent auctions and things like that. They've got footballs and photos, game-used items. Last year was what the biggest sale that ADA has ever had, and they said this year is even bigger, and they've added some goodie bags that are mystery bags. Mystery, that's what I'm thinking of. Mystery grab bag. Let's go with that one. Mystery grab bag. They've got those here for the first time this year, which is kind of cool. All right, 913-912-4810. So one of the things that I was talking about as we went to a break was just looking at the Chiefs record, and I wanted to look at Bills and Bengals as well, just see if there's anything to glean from it, because Travis Kelce was, he's got that podcast, New Heights podcast, he and Jason Kelce. And Travis Kelce talked about, it was his fault. We'll play the clip at some point today, took blame for it. And we've talked about that play was the biggest play of the game, whether Andy Reid was going to go for it on 4th-and-7 or if a third and three play works out. Maybe that is moot if that specific play on 2nd-and-8 to Travis Kelce That was a first down that the Chiefs would have had a first down at the 45-yard line up four. If they put a field goal on the board, we're probably talking about a Chiefs win. If they score a touchdown, I think we're absolutely talking about a Chiefs win. But that didn't happen. And a play here, a play there. And you go through the last three games they played the Bengals, and you go, oh, a play here, a play there, doesn't work out. Guarantee you this, in the divisional round last year, if a play like that happened late in the game, we would be talking about why they lost to the Bills last year. We'd be talking about a play here, a mistake. They can't beat the Bills. They didn't beat the Bills in the regular season. They didn't beat them in the postseason is what the conversation would be. So it is not to excuse and say, well, it's 50-50, flip of the coin. What it is to say is that what we've all acknowledged, and we acknowledged it in the offseason, we acknowledged it last year as well, that the Chiefs' margin of victory that they had, or I should say margin of error that they had in 2019 and what certainly felt like in 2020, has shrunk. It is smaller. It's slimmer than what it was. So a one play here or there can make all the difference in the world. So I went back and looked at the AFC playoff teams. So teams you're going up against, you're playing to try to even get to the Super Bowl to win the AFC. AFC playoff teams. What the Chiefs did in 2018, 19, 20, 21, and 22. About teams that year, right? Texted in and said, you know, the Raiders are right there, and Chiefs are, you know, 1-0 against, the Raiders played in the playoffs last year. So look at teams from last year. Now I want to look at teams from that specific year that they played that made the playoffs. So the Chiefs this year are 1-2 against teams that are currently in the playoffs. If you expand it to one game away from making the playoffs, so they are within one game of the playoffs right now, Chiefs would be 3-2 this year because they are 2-0 against the Chargers. That includes the Patriots and the Chargers if you move it out to just one game removed. Well, that helps the record. So let's not even include that. Let's just say teams that are in the playoffs right now, Chiefs are 1-2 in 2022. Last year, they were 5-4. That includes playoff wins as well. So they went 1-1 against the Bills, 0-2 against the Bengals, so 5-4 last year. In 2020, they were 4-0. 2019, they were 4-2. And in 2018, they were 3-3. So in the year they won the Super Bowl, they went 4-2 against teams that made the playoffs that year. By the way, two of those wins were in the playoffs. They entered the playoffs with a 2-2 record against teams in the AFC that made the playoffs in the year they won the Super Bowl. The next year, they were 4-0. But they were also 2-0 in the regular season in the year they went to the Super Bowl. And they lost that one. I know there was a lot of hand-wringing at the time because it was about trying to win a Super Bowl and getting there and what can you do in a play here or there. And, you know, they end up going and winning the Super Bowl. And they were a 500 team against teams in the AFC that made the playoffs. So let's look at the Bills. The Bills currently this year are 4-2. Chiefs are 1-2. Bills are 4-2 against teams that are in the playoffs right now. Last year, the Bills were 3-4. They were 3-3 until they lost to the Chiefs in the divisional round. But they were under 500 last year against teams that made the playoffs. They were 3-3 the year before in 2020. So Josh Allen, in the 2020 season, where they played in the AFC Championship game, in the 2021 season, where it was the greatest game we've ever seen, and in this year, when they were the Super Bowl favorites to begin the season, they are a combined 10-9 in the regular season and the postseason against playoff teams. But where the difference comes in is Cincinnati, and I was shocked to see this number. Cincinnati this year is 4-1 against teams that are in the playoffs right now for the AFC. 4-1. Last year, they were 5-0. With Joe Burrow healthy and Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins and what we've seen from the Bengals the last 2 years, the Bengals are 9-1 against teams in the AFC that made the playoffs that year that they played them. 5-0 last year, they're 4-1 this year. And so You know, I talked about a couple of days ago that scoreboard, it's 3-0, the Bengals over the Chiefs. And we're seeing this Bengals team that for whatever reason, maybe it's Zach Taylor. Maybe it is. Maybe it's a swagger or a cockiness that is just there. Because in 2019 and 20, the Chiefs went 8-2 in those games. 8-2. The Bengals are 9-1. They're winning those games, close margins, but they're finding ways to win. Maybe the ball is bouncing in your favor. Maybe that margin of error is wider, so therefore, you know, you can have a mistake or two. Because I watched that game, and there was a part of me that was actually surprised the Chiefs were driving, you know, or you know, second play of the drive, but the Chiefs would have had the ball at the 45-yard line up four there in the fourth quarter, because it didn't feel like the Chiefs were the better team on the field on Sunday. But yet they were going at that point when Travis Kelce catches the ball and turns and runs. And if you pause it there, they're going down the field, and I think they're going to score and they're going to win. They just scored touchdowns the previous two drives. It's like, okay, well, maybe this is the inverse of what we saw a year ago. But the Bengals made the play, and the Chiefs didn't. So we can talk about, you know, if it's Andy Reid, and it might be. It might be. It might be Andy Reid. I don't think it's a definitive one way or another. I don't think it's a, well, it's definitely not Andy Reid. And I certainly don't think it is a, well, it's absolutely Andy Reid. Because if it's Andy Reid, then why was he 8-2 in 2019 and 20 in these, you know, same game scenarios? This apples to apples comparison. Being, you know, 6-6 in the last 2 years is Andy Reid. Well, then it was Andy Reid in 2019 and 20 when they were 8-2. Or if you build and construct the team while you still have Mahomes under a smaller contract and a rookie contract, and you're able to put different pieces and different players in spots and have a 1-53 roster that is, you know, the best in the AFC, you give yourself a margin of error. That margin for error is gone. We knew that at the beginning of the year. We knew the margin for error was gone at the beginning of the year. We knew this was going to be the Bills were the betting favorites. I picked the Bills to win the Super Bowl. I don't know what I would pick right now. A couple of weeks ago, I changed it and said, well, no, I think the Chiefs are the better team now. So if the Chiefs and Bills match up in the playoffs at home, I'll pick the Chiefs to win. I don't think I can pick the Chiefs over the Bengals at any point moving forward until I see it happen. I mean, it's hard for me to sit here and say, well, I'm not going to pick another team to win the West until they beat the Chiefs. Until you get by the Chiefs, I can't pick another team until I see it happen. Okay, well, I'm not going to sit here and say, well, then I can definitely pick the Bengals or the Chiefs to beat the Bengals because I haven't seen that happen. So I'm just banking on something that's going to change. But if it's Andy Reid now, if he's the issue, then what was the deal in 2019 and 20? Were they just getting lucky? Were the Chiefs that much better than everybody else that they overcame Andy Reid's deficiencies? Like, that would be the thought process, right? And is Zach Taylor just putting clown suits on everybody? Because if Zach Taylor's smart, he should have called the Pratt strips a player of the football more often in the fourth quarter. I think the reality is there's randomness that takes place. There is absolutely parity. The Chiefs, the Bills, and the Bengals can play around Robin, and that is what makes the NFL so amazing, so stressful, and so freaking difficult to win a Super Bowl is because in a one-game setting where you're going up against a team where your margin for error might be the same as theirs, it might be incredibly slim when you're going up against somebody else that's right there that thinks they're as good as you or thinks they're better than you are, then margin for error is gone. So it's a play here or a play there, and who makes it? And the Chiefs haven't made it against the Bengals, but they did against the Bills. So why? Did they overcome Andy Reid in the Bills? I mean, if he's the issue, is Sean McDermott then the issue in Buffalo? Because they're 10-9. They're 10-9, and they're 0-2 against the Chiefs in the playoffs. So it must be Sean McDermott. Or it's an acknowledgement that when it comes playoff time, that the Chiefs have to take care of business against teams they have a clear advantage over the next 5 weeks. That's first and foremost. Mission number one, go 5-0. See where the chips fall after that. Go 5-0, and hopefully you've got a week off, and then you got a couple of home games. And when you get ready for those home games, execute better in the fourth quarter than you did against the Bengals in the playoffs, than you did against the Bengals on Sunday, than you did against the Bills earlier this year. Make the winning play. Defense, get a stop. Offense, don't turn it over. Because against the Bills and the Bengals, the Chiefs' final possession against the Bills was an interception. The Chiefs' final two possessions against the Bengals was a fumble and a missed field goal. You're not beating teams that are on your level when you do that. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back, wrap up this hour. Josh Briscoe probably joining the show sometime soon, but we know this. Matt Lane's going to join the show at 11 o'clock. We'll hear from the Chiefs coordinators, Dave Tobe, Steve Spagnuolo, Eric Bieniemy. Man, really want to hear from Spags. Why could you guys not get pressure on Joe Burrow at all? Blitzing, bringing four, three, whatever it might be. They had a game plan, and they have been able to keep Joe Burrow upright and clean the last two times the Chiefs have played them. Why? What did he think his how his defense played? And then for Eric Bieniemy, I mean, what's the protection issue? What's the issue with protecting Patrick Mahomes with the a three-man rush a couple of times? Dave Tobe, Harrison Butker. Maybe it was just the mechanism from Winchester to Townsend to Butker, but I was pretty surprised to hear Garrett Dieter this morning say, "No, I'm not kicking there. I'm not letting Butker kick." And right now, saying he doesn't trust Butker, that Butker gets in his own head from time to time. That was surprising to hear. Garrett Dieter just played on this team the last few years, first year retired, saying, "No, I'm not trusting Butker at all right now." I think that speaks volumes, quite frankly, for a player that's been there, been in the locker room, and has conversations with people. I don't know. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back, wrap up this hour, coming up next.
The Zone with Jason Anderson.
Don't dab babies, okay?
Weekdays from 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, we continue right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Jason Anderson with you. Josh Briscoe joining us here in a little bit. Matt Lane, we'll talk with him at 11 o'clock. Beards back at the office. We are hanging out at ADA Fundraising today. One of the awesome spots to go to that we look forward to every single year. 4 days a year, they open up their doors for an open house. Started yesterday. Today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Saturday, 10 a.m. until 7 o'clock when it is open. You can come down here and check out all of this awesome sports memorabilia, autographs, collectibles that are here that you don't get an opportunity to just purchase them for, you know, sticker price. That if you're going to see some of these pieces of memorabilia, it'll be at auctions, charity events, things like that, to where you're outbidding the person next to you. And who knows what you're going to pay for. You walk in, you see a piece of memorabilia you like, there you go, that's what you're paying for it. The guy next to you is not going to go, I'm going to give you 105 for that. No, I'll give you 110. No, it's not going to. I'll give you 100. There you go. That's what it costs. So ADA Fundraising. The location is 9 Highway and 635, just across from Park Hill South. You can go to adafundraising.com and check that out. It's 112 Northwest Parkway in Riverside. Again, today, tomorrow, and Saturday, they'll be open, and you can come in and check out all of the really cool stuff here. If you've got somebody in your life that you're getting that holiday present, that Christmas present, and don't have an idea yet, or you just want to get yourself something, this is a great, great spot to be at. So it's really cool. And also coming up on Saturday, Vinny Pasquantino and Michael Massey will be here signing autographs. They'll be here for, I believe it's Vinny Pasquantino's first ever public autograph signing, where maybe, I don't know if you saw him out and about and signed an autograph, that's cool. But first public signing where you can come in, meet him, get an autograph, he and Michael Massey. And new this year, they've got the mystery grab bags, jerseys, mini helmets, baseballs, all these different things that they've got, these mystery grab bags. You don't know what's inside this this bag, buy it, and then it's kind of like opening up a pack of baseball cards. You just never know what cool thing you're going to get. So that's new this year, the mystery grab bags. 913-912-4810 is the text line. Text says, Chiefs team is way above just making the playoffs. what's the record against Super Bowl contenders? There are a lot of things that make playoffs. There are a lot of things that make a playoffs, or a lot of teams, maybe, I don't know. They have no shot at winning. There are a lot of teams that make the playoffs that have no, I see what he's trying to say. A lot of teams that make the playoffs that have no shot at winning the Super Bowl. Well, I would have told you last year the Bengals didn't have a shot. Now, certainly the Steelers didn't have a shot, and the Chiefs took care of business. Raiders and things like that. But I wouldn't have guessed the Bengals would have had a shot at, you know, winning the AFC. Were they going to go to Tennessee and win? They could have, yeah. And then they did. Well, Chiefs were going to take care of business. The winner of the Chiefs and Bills game was going to the Super Bowl against, you know, Rams and 49ers, whoever won that game. So I think there are certain teams that might surprise from time to time. But what's the record with other teams against the Chiefs in the playoffs? We're talking about the Bengals specifically. The Bills are 0-2 versus the Chiefs in the playoffs. There's one team in the AFC the last 3 years that has beaten the Chiefs in the playoffs. It's the Bengals. And we're talking about it even more because they couldn't find a way to beat them on Sunday. And it's difficult to say, you know what? Things happen. Flip of a coin sometimes. Because there's always got to be something that somebody did wrong and it's somebody else's fault. Yeah, there are a lot of people that are taking blame for it. Travis Kelce on his podcast said it's on him. He's the reason they lost. It's a giveaway. He gave that one away. A lot of people take blame for it. Sometimes it ends up just being sports, not really to make an excuse for it.